Sick talk, Dar Nordy. I'm Dar.
And I'm Nordy. This one's coming at you from Newsweek. An enormous cloud of dust from Africa's Sahara Desert appears to be heading for Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, man.
Wait, a big cloud of dust is coming all the way over from Africa?
Yeah.
That must be a big-ass cloud
of dust. How come it's always Texas, Louisiana, and Florida that gets hit with all this?
Hurricane Alley.
Ah. There we go. Yeah. So, satellite images show that a vast plume of Saharan dust is drifting towards drifting westwards over the Atlantic, and meteorologists are predicting that it could reach the U.S. by next week.
Damn, I wonder what's all in that dust.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Apartheid?
Like if there's bugs and shit, they're like flying over.
They're not going to be bugs anymore by the time they get here.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
that's how, like, you know what I mean? Like you know, like ants are on like every continent.
Yeah.
Like how they get here.
And cockroaches.
Yeah. How they get here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, how the fuck you get here?
It's an age-old question.
Maybe they got picked up in a big old windstorm in Africa and got drifted on over.
Yeah, remember the whole fear about the killer bees coming?
Yeah, the Africanized bees, because... And that was, like, weird. I don't know. Like, I still don't understand that whole thing. Like, somebody bred bees because they thought they would make more better honey, and they ended up just killing people. Oh, shit. You GMO'd the bees, and they fucked you up.
Yeah. Oh, we got a huge beehive the next street over. It started out as just a couple, sure enough, and it's been neglected ever since they chopped down this tree.
Let's go. Smoke it out. Let's get that honey. I'm down. Fresh honey. Anyway, so we got a dust storm coming over from Africa.
Yeah, Frank Billingsley, chief meteorologist at KPRC-TV, said that some of the dust could arrive in parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast, such as southern Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, by next Wednesday, if not sooner.
It's kind of cool. Like, it's nifty. Like, I wonder how often that happens.
I don't know.
It's just nifty.
It says this phenomenon is the result of tiny sand and mineral particles being swept up off the surface of the Sahara Desert by winds. No shit.
Okay, I did pretty much got that one.
Yeah, these particles are then carried by updrafts into extremely dry and hot air mass known as the Saharan air layer, which forms above the desert between late spring and early fall. Between late spring and early fall. So summer? Strong winds frequently blow this dust-laden air layer, which, say that 10 times fast, which extends between altitudes of 5,000 to 20,000 feet.
Wow.
So they're going to be filling this up in the mountains if this is true. Westwards during this period of the year, transporting dust thousands of miles to the Caribbean and U.S. Gulf Coast. It kind of puts these sandstorms in, like, a whole different light.
Yeah, like, dude, like, damn. Yeah. That's cool. That's kind of trippy.
Yeah. And to answer the question, yeah, every year, hundreds of millions of tons of dust can be blown across the Atlantic, with transport peaking between June and July. But because of its very low concentrations and the tiny size of the particles, many people on the ground will probably not even notice the effects of the dust when it arrives next week, apart from perhaps the hazy skies and particularly intense sunrises, sunsets that it sometimes causes. However, those with respiratory problems such as asthma and allergies...
Yeah, they're going to feel that.
As well as the elderly and young children can be especially sensitive to the dust, which can be inhaled into the lungs and may experience some irritation after prolonged exposure. This is starting to sound like COVID. You should limit your time outside if you're concerned about your health in these circumstances.
You'll be wearing a mask.
As long as Newsom has anything to say about it.
Yeah, you'll be wearing a mask if you go outside, so it'll be all right.
So Says studies have associated exposure to tiny particles in the atmosphere with respiratory disorders such as asthma, you said that before, as well as some cardiovascular disorders and other problems.
Wow.
Starting to sound a lot like COVID. However, research looking at the health impacts of Saharan dust specifically is relatively limited. The evidence is still inconsistent as to what role it may play in the development of the disease in humans. Oh, so there's no hope for a vaccine yet for the Saharan dust? Despite the potential health risks, the dust may provide some significant benefits. Scientists think that the dry, dusty Saharan air layer may help to suppress the development of hurricanes and more minor tropical storms. So this is like Mother Nature's way of going like, no more hurricanes for a while. Hopefully.
It's fucking definitely interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what else is up there. Like, if it's sweeping up dust particles, it's sweeping up other shit.
Yeah. And it just basically goes on to say it stabilizes the atmosphere, and even some of the dust reaches the Amazon region in South America, which is burning to the fucking ground as we speak, where it helps to replenish nutrients in rainforest soils that are depleted by tropical rains.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool shit right there, man.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Yeah. This one we'll call Dust in the Wind.
Perfect.
Sick talk.